a little child shall lead them. Bible thought. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He, Jesus, called a little child and had him stand among them. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 and 2. Recently, our nearly 3-year-old grandson, Parker, visited us. It was a joy to hear his insights into life. One morning, we were making muffins together for breakfast, and he looked up into the cabinet and saw a box of Malto meal. His quick response was, "Some people like it, and some don't." We went out to the sidewalk to draw pictures with big chalk, and he volunteered, "You draw the fire trucks, and I'll draw the ladders." Most impressive was the nighttime bed ritual. Parker has two stories read to him, one from a favorite book, and the other a Bible story. Then he sings a song that reemphasizes his Bible lesson. He does it with great zeal and seems to retain what he has heard. Jesus had a love affair with children. He had the time to take them into the crook of his arms and bestow a blessing on them. He used them as a model of humility. He warned against hurting or misleading one of these little ones with dire consequences. Is it not possible that children are the little ones Jesus refers to in his parable of the lost sheep? Let's find a child that we can teach and lead to Jesus today. Oh, Father God, help me today to look at the innocence of a child and determine to become like him or her in my acceptance of things, a forgiving spirit, and a sense of humility. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Jim Mankin, Abilene, Texas.